The article is called "The Season's Hottest Scent is BO."
Okay.
Okay. So apparently that was a trend he wrote about is this trend of your natural smell as being the desirable smell for gay men. The factors that contribute to your natural smell include the kinds of foods you eat, the amount of stress you're under, your overall wellness. And so he talked to a bunch of gay dudes about this trend, whether they're into it or not or whatever. And a lot of men pointed to the Eagle as a place that some Eagles have specific rules around fragrances, and you're not allowed to wear any, even deodorant, because the idea is like leather, natural odor, like kink, like all those are somehow connected, like in the gay world.
Yeah. Okay.
We've even, when we go to Pride 48, there's a bar that we go to that Big Fatty tells us specifically, like, don't wear, like, it's the leather kind of bars where like natural smell is.
That bar is the Rawhide, which last time we were there was very disappointing, apparently.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The article is called "The Season's Hottest Scent is Big Fatty."
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3586 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of November, 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, I got something from the census. Big Fatty, cue the music. Hello, counters. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you count us today, because y'all, I got this thing from the United States Census Bureau, and y'all, they send this out evidently from time to time between the official 10-year census, or census, I should say, and y'all, it's called the American Community Survey, and y'all, I wasn't sure if it was one of those scams or something like that, but y'all, I went in, and you go to a .gov website, and y'all, it was just asking about life in Fat Acres, and you know how much things cost and all that kind of stuff. Big Fatty, did it ask about your bowels? Well, that's about the only thing it didn't, but y'all, I certainly would have told them. Spirited, happy music. I do too. And Big Fatty, you know, the census was composed by Dells in Dallas, and then that was Alex did the spirited, happy music. Have you run them both off now? I don't think so. yes, Big Fatty, you never hear from them, though, do you? Now, well, you know, it's just a busy time of the year. Let's just say, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the NIP stopped by for a little bit, and we had a little visit, and y'all, he started to kind of feel under the weather, started coughing and all this kind of stuff. So he went on his way home, and Tuesday, he was He says he's not coughing or anything anymore, but still kind of a little bit under the weather. He doesn't think it's the COVID or the flu, but anyway, y'all, Big Fatty feels just fine. Big Fatty, of course, you know. Anyway, y'all, I had a little bit of that Tom Turkey that I cooked in the cracker pot, and y'all, it's good. Y'all, I'm gonna make soup. I'm gonna make soup with some of it. I'm gonna go pick up a few provisions at the Von's East later today, I'll have a full report on that tomorrow. Some of the Brussels sprouts also. Y'all, I didn't eat it all. Wasn't real hungry, but then I had the last of the red seedless grapes. Y'all, they're delicious, just delicious, I tell you. Y'all, watch the dancing, y'all, the Miz went home. He was miserable, but anyway. Y'all, it's good. Next week, double elimination. Oh, Big Fatty, you have those about a couple of times a week. Well, a different kind of double elimination. Oh, never mind. y'all, it has been absolutely delightful here in Fat Acres. And y'all, I'm telling you, it's gonna be a super electric camisole weather. As they say, it's gonna struggle to get out of the 50s as the high on Friday. And y'all, it's gonna be in the 40s. Hattie, quit touching yourself. anyway, slip. Like a baby got up on Tuesday morning, y'all. I had McCaffrey, did the Sudoku, watched Miss Gail King, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, they're already starting to decorate up around the big circle. Y'all, they do an amazing job of decorating up there. And y'all, they're putting the lights in the bushes already and in the trees. And they're doing the lampposts this year. I don't remember them doing those last year. Y'all, I'm sure the giant snowflakes will be going up soon on the power poles. anyway, y'all got home. Got my share, and y'all, I just laid down just a little bit, and y'all got a testimonium from Durwood saying, okay, everybody, who wants to go to the fire? And so y'all, evidently Thursday night, we are going to be going to it's called the Coastal Carolina Fire. And y'all, you know, I used to go with Miss Kitty to this, it's gotten real expensive. And the worst part is the traffic. I said, oh, I'm interested in going if you drive. So yes, Big Betty, the old people like to be driven. and I'm sure Granny will need to be driven too. Yes, Big Betty, just take him over there where they rent those portable scooters. My brother is coming. My youngest brother is coming to town later today, hump day. Y'all, he's coming for a job with his company, y'all, he's gonna be here. And we're gonna go to supper later on hump day night. And y'all, in his honor, y'all, I made the first batch of the season of the nuts and bolts, you know. And because he really likes the nuts and bolts, so I thought that'd be a nice little surprise for him. And y'all, here I'm recording a little earlier than normal, cause y'all, I'm heading out to see my doctor for the Welcome to Medicare examination, And so, y'all, perhaps I'll get a little action. Very vulgar! But anyway, I'll give you a full report on how that goes. And y'all, after that, y'all, it's... My doctor is right over near Olive's new home, and he had invited the Nip and I over for supper and cocktails Tuesday night. So, y'all, I'm just going to leave the doctor's office and head on over to see Olive. And, y'all, then I will be coming on home and watching the Atlanta Braves, y'all, hopefully. Hopefully they can pull out a win tonight. Big Fatty, thank you. Thank goodness you said a win. I didn't even never trust when you say, I hope they pull out. Anyway, Big Fatty, I knew that Kyle, no, never mind about pulling out. Never mind. Y'all gonna come back home and watch that on the TV machine. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
It's me, Paul the Shyetty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm out and about again.
Out and about?
I'm in the same park I was in... my last message.
Oh, yes.
But it's exactly a week later.
Oh, it's not creepy.
It's still nice and sunny.
Yes, lovely.
Actually, it was a bit breezy when I first got here, but
yes.
I think the trees are sort of sheltering me. It's very nice, though.
Lovely.
It is nice to...
just get out.
Sort of
get out.
Be in such a wide open space with trees and squirrels and...
Oh, yeah, the squirrels.
People walking their dogs.
Oh,
and
people walking their squirrels.
Yeah, it's worth travelling that bit further.
Yes.
Compared to where I can walk near my flat.
Yes.
But, I don't really have any news.
Okay,
as such,
that's fine.
Since my last message, I just wanted to check in, really.
Well, it's lovely. Lovely that you did that. Yeah.
I've got a few more things sort of going on in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Going back to visit my parents, and then I'm going away for my birthday.
Oh, the hats,
the start of November.
Oh, yes, that's nice.
Unfortunately, I have to go by myself. I'm having, Toby and I are having to swap over because Dealey the cat is far too old to go into a kennel, and he's far too angsty.
Kind of like Granny.
We can't really leave him.
No, we can't leave him anywhere.
Because of COVID, my other flatmate, Callum, had to go back to live with his mum because his mum's not well.
Oh, no.
And I haven't got any friendly neighbours who can pop in, unless you could nip over.
Oh, nip over.
You know, just quickly, you don't mind feeding my cat, do you?
No.
Speaking of kitty, you do it, won't you? You're a kitty.
I'll send the nip over. How's that?
Poodle might not want to.
No,
she's not a dog.
No. Yes.
But, you know, anyway, yes, we can't go together because Dealey can't be left.
No.
For very long.
Right.
So I think we're going to have one night where we cross over.
Uh-oh.
Where,
a little crossover.
But anyway, I have plans.
Okay.
I have plans for my birthday, even though I'll be by myself.
Yes, that'll be...
it'll be good.
A week from
today. Nice to be somewhere different. And I'll have you, Big Fatty, and all the listeners to speak to. And I've got my listeners I can speak to.
Yes!
So, yeah.
It'll be
lovely. I think that's about it, really.
Yes.
I'm going to continue enjoying...
Some cake.
The sunshine. I bought a little picnic lunch.
Oh, a little picnic.
Just some cheese, just some crackers.
Oh.
I've got a flask of coffee.
Oh.
And a flask of lemon.
Lemon.
A hot lemon drink.
Hot lemon drink.
It's not actually as cold as I thought it was going to be, but still, it's good to come prepared.
Oh, always prepared.
There's a coffee shop in the middle of this park.
Oh, there is.
Anyway, right, I'll say goodbye.
Can you get some cake there?
With you. and more soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for calling. Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you mentioned that you've got the celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up a week from today. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with having a birthday all to yourself. It can be nice and reflective and just, sometimes a little, you know, this is one thing that the NIP has said to me. He goes, oh, I don't see how you are just content with just sitting on the porch and just being in your routine and doing the same kinds of things. And y'all, I just love it. I love it. It sounds to me like the Shy Yeti is enjoying that routine of going to that park. Big Fatty, you know, as Dr. Stone said in the Twitty, you know, on Halloween, it's okay for old, creepy old men to hand out candies to children any other time. Call the authorities. It's true. So, Shy Yeti, make sure you don't get the authorities called on you. Big Fatty, those birds in the background will keep him in line.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Scotty Rosie Butler. Listen, when is Halloween? We don't really celebrate it over here, except, of course, every shop in the world has got utter plastic crap to fill landfill with. And you need an excuse to make more money. But is it the 30th, which was last night? Because Coles had all these chocolates and lollies at half price for Halloween, so I naturally bought some. And then, even though I set a sprinkler up in the front yard, which I didn't even get to use, not one child turned up at the door for trick-or-treating. So now I'm wondering if maybe Halloween is actually on the 31st, which is tonight, Sunday. So, I don't know, I'll be at church. Anyway, I guess I'll have to eat all the candy myself.
Yeah, cause see, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty.
Bye.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, a couple of things there. Y'all, evidently, they don't celebrate the Halloween down there in the future, but that's how they get you, y'all. That's how they get you. But notice that Scotty, regardless of when the day was for Halloween in the future, which, you know, by the time it's Halloween here, it's already November the 1st, rabbit, down there. So, y'all, he would have missed it anyway when I told him, but it came in after Halloween, and y'all, it's crazy is what it is. But y'all, did you hear that he got the half price candies at the Kohl's? Big Fatty, did he get Kohl's cash with that? I don't know, but our Kohl's don't have the candies. But if you did get some Kohl's cash, you send it over to Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, if the Atlanta Braves don't win Tuesday night, y'all, the final game will be tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, which will interfere with the survivor. I don't know what I'll do. Big Fatty, you'll be a creepy old man and hand out candies. That's what you'll do. It's true. Y'all, didn't you hear Scotty say he had a sprinkler in the yard to turn on when the children came by? Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish. And Kyle, what did you learn on today's show?
The article is called "The Season's Hottest Scent is Big Fatty."
Oh, Big Fatty. I knew Kyle had a little nasal congestion.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.